Well, rather like this, you know, or even more so, if anything. He rattled these words off in Mark's rather monotonous, high-pitched voice, then laughed, and added in his natural voice, "I say, that was really rather good." Antony nodded quickly. "That was like it?" he said. "Exactly." "Yes." He got up and squeezed Bill's arm. "Well, just go and see about Cayley, and then we'll get moving. I shall be in the library." "Right." Bill nodded and walked off in the direction of the pond. This was glorious fun. This was life. The immediate program could hardly be better. First of all, he was going to stalk Cayley. There was a little copse above the level of the pond, and about 100 yards away from it. He would come into this from the back, creep cautiously through it, taking care that no twigs cracked, and then, drawing himself on his stomach to the edge, peer down upon the scene below him. People were always doing that sort of thing in books, and he had been filled with a hopeless envy of them. Well, now he was actually going to do it himself. What fun! And then, when he had got back unobserved to the house and reported to Antony, they were going to explore the secret passage. Again, what fun! Unfortunately, there seemed to be no chance of buried treasure. But there might be buried clues. Even if you found nothing, you couldn't get away from the fact that a secret passage was a secret passage, and anything might happen in it. But even that wasn't the end of this exciting day. They were going to watch the pond that night. They were going to watch Cayley under the moonlight, watch him as he threw into the silence of the pond. What? The revolver? Well, anyhow, they were going to watch him. What fun!